Now, welcome onto the call, the head coach at the University of Maine, Jordan Stevens. Good morning, Jordan.
Good morning, Rob. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for joining us today. Your first game as the head coach of the Black Bears on Saturday night with at New Mexico. Before we get into that game, as I asked Rick, just talk about how your camp is going and how you feel about your group going into Saturday night.
Yeah, we had a productive camp and just saw improvement on each side of the ball, offensive, defensively, special teams wise. Thought our kicking game improved a ton throughout camp, and just finding guys in certain roles that will be playmakers for us on each side. So it's been a productive camp. Really proud of the players and coaches, just how they've come together, and really building on our standards and our culture here. So excited how we've grown over the last 3 weeks, and looking forward to getting going this week.
Maine traditionally has played a couple of these FBS games every year. As you get ready for the first one, what are the benefits maybe to playing that, and how much do you look forward to, or how much can you learn about your team from those type of tests?
Yeah, I think, when you look specifically at this opponent in New Mexico, I think they present challenges for us on both sides of the ball and in the kicking game. So it gets our players' attention right away. So I think it's going to be a good measuring point for us as a team and seeing where we're at. It's a challenge, really looking to see how our players respond throughout the game.
All right. Again, we're here with Maine head coach Jordan Stevens. If you have a question for Jordan this morning, just use the raise a hand icon or the chat feature, and we'll get those questions into him. Jordan, let's start on the offensive side. And certainly when you're playing these type of games, having a veteran quarterback like Joe certainly helps things. Talk about the camp he's had and then maybe some guys around him that you're counting on to have big years.
Yeah, Joe has had an outstanding camp. I mean, he's just consistent every day, shows up, great attitude, great effort. I mean, he's just a steady force within the team, really a great leader. One leads by example. And he has the right demeanor of a great quarterback. I mean, he's even keeled. He's comes out. He's process oriented. So it's been great seeing him go about his business every day. And again, he's had taken a ton of reps, and I think he's in a confident place right now. Especially having the spring under his belt and then this preseason camp. Just on the opposite side of the ball around him, I thought Elijah Barnwell has had a great camp. Really asserted himself in that running back role, along with Freddie Brock and Tavion Banks. That receiver group, it's really been good to see that room grow. Xavier Scott's a guy who's done a lot for us as in the receiver position throughout camp and in some utility roles as well. And then being able to see, transfer Kobe White come in and do a great job as well. It's been exciting to see that group. And really some younger guys continue to step up in Tyrese Baptiste, Tego Moss as well. So it's a good group with good depth. Up front, Mike Geraci continues to be, the unwavering leader in that group. And then seeing some other guys step into some roles. David Gross, a guy who's been here for a couple of years, really coming in and solidifying a role up front as well. So excited where that group has gotten to.
Offensively, we didn't have a chance to talk about this a lot on media day, but your first season as a head coach, philosophy wise, what would you like to do on offense?
I mean, our philosophy as a team is, we want to be a physical team. We want to be physically dominant on each side of the ball. So, just speaking to the offensive side, we want to be able to run the ball. We want to have that mentality up front. So, that's where it started. I've been really excited to see that group develop, mature from a toughness standpoint, not only physically, but mentally as well. And, I think you have to be able to, throw the ball downfield, and we certainly have a quarterback that can do that. But I think, it's all going to come to a test here shortly.
Got a question this morning from Larry Mahoney. Go ahead, Larry.
Hey, Jordan, how are you?
Doing well, Larry.
Good. Obviously, one key last year, you only had 12 sacks in 11 games. The defensive line, we've talked about this before. You've got some experience here with Sambu, Wiley, and Lezen. What have you done to get this, because it's going to be so crucial, what have you done to prepare this defensive line, being a former defensive end yourself, and have you done anything extra? And just to handicap, how you think your defensive line is going to be, please.
I mean, to start, I mean, it's good to have Jamel Wiley healthy and playing. He's had a great camp and provides, you know, a similar guy to Joe Dagnano on offense. He's just, you know, he's got that leadership, that consistent attitude every day. So it's been good to see him come in and provide some consistency off the edge. You know, we do have guys that have experience. So it's, you know, the experience is there. I think fundamentally, just really focusing on the things that we need to do to be relentless in our pass rush, be relentless in the run game as well. It's, you know, that's something we've been just harping on and focused on throughout training camp and really going back.
Your next question from Travis Lee. Good job.
Thank you. Coach Stevens, Travis Lee in Portland. Basically, just wanted to find out how you handle altitude. I don't know if that's been discussed. I had to attend to something here a second ago, but the altitude is, you know, you can't prepare for that in Orono, but do you anticipate that being something that you have to deal with?
Yeah, I mean, the stadium, University Stadium, is at 5,100 feet. So, you know, it's not quite a mile, but it's definitely going to be much different environment than it is here in Maine. So I think the big thing is hydration, and that's what we've been talking about. And we have a lot of things in place as well for when we get out there to help our players and support them throughout the game, you know. And so it's definitely something that we've been talking about really over the last 6 months. And, you know, we have a plan in place to make sure our guys are acclimated and able to go out and perform.
Do you, when are you heading out there? What's your itinerary then for the end of the week?
Yeah, we're heading out Friday, you know, and a part of that is we want to be able to get out there, but we don't need to be getting out there, you know, 2-3 days ahead of time and just hanging out. We're trying to go out there with a business-like mentality. You know, taking a flight out, we'll do a walkthrough on Friday, you know, just to get out, get moving around. And, you know, part of that is our game is not till Saturday night. So we didn't want to get out there on a Thursday and have all day Friday, all day Saturday. We want to have a rhythm to our time out there where we have things planned. We have, you know, a schedule, and we're staying focused. We're staying locked in up until the point of kickoff. So that's really how we built the itinerary. So our guys are able to stay engaged and then be ready for kickoff.
Thank you. Got a follow-up question from Larry. Go ahead, Larry. I think your line's on mute right now.
Yeah, Jordan, can you give us an injury update? Is anybody unavailable to play due to injury? And then tell us a little about the Lobos and you know, what you expect and what you have to do to be successful. Thank you.
I mean, we had you know, pretty typical standard preseason camp injuries, but we're healthy right now. You know, we feel good about our depth going into game one. Just speaking on New Mexico, you know, excited about this opponent. You know, I think they do a great job on each side of the ball, just starting offensively. Really, they have a transfer quarterback coming in, Miles Kendrick from Kansas, can throw the ball, can run. And that's really what they're going to do. They're going to stress our edges, force us to defend the entire width of the field, and, you know, put the stress on our perimeter to make sure we set edges and we're able to contain the ball. I mean, you know, their tight ends do a great job. One of their receivers, Luke Weisong, who's also part of the return game, you know, is going to present, you know, some issues down the field vertically and on jet sweeps as well. So, you know, we'll have our hands full, you know, playing him and defending him, and which is great because it gets our attention right away. Just looking at the defense side of the ball, they want to attack. You know, defensive coordinator Rocky Long, he's going to be aggressive in his front. There's going to be a lot of stunts. They're going to be doing things to disrupt our offense, get us off track, and that's their MO. They want to make sure they can get us off track and get us behind the chains. So I think that we have a great plan put together to take advantage of some of their movements, but also just stay ahead of the chain, stay ahead of you know, stay on track as an offense. And then in the kicking game, they do a nice job in the return game. As I mentioned, Luke Weisong is a guy who stands out on film and offensively and special teams, also runs track as well. So his speed will be something that we have to contain.
All right, Jordan, thanks so much for your time here this morning. Safe travels out to New Mexico and look forward to talking again next week.
Appreciate it, Rob. Have a great week.
All right, you too.